Good morning, this is Dave Zinn with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Tuesday, December 24th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Highline Partners and Uphill Pursuits. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. In the past 24 hours, mountain temperatures were in the 20s and 30s, and winds averaged 10 to 20 miles an hour from the southwest to southeast. Mountains around Big Sky and West Yellowstone picked up 1 to 2 inches of snow, and the remainder of our area remained dry. Snow today will favor the southern ranges, with the mountains around West Yellowstone getting 6 to 10 inches of snow, and other areas getting 1 to 3. Temperatures will be in the 30s, and winds will be 15 to 30 miles an hour from the south. The last significant snowstorm in the Lionhead, Madison, and southern Gallatin ranges was 10 days ago, and with it, steep slopes avalanched naturally and under the weight of riders. Last night, 1 to 2 inches of snow fell, with 6 to 10 inches possible by Christmas morning. As snow adds up today, the avalanche danger will increase. Yesterday in the Taylor Fork, Ian and I found a weak snowpack. On Sunday, Alex and Doug observed similar structures in the Lionhead Range, and I found a series of crusts mixed with weak facets on a tour to Beehive. The constant in the Madison, Southern Gallatin, and Lionhead ranges is poor structure that will produce avalanches under the weight of new snow. As snow comes today, the avalanche danger will rise as the stability decreases. Watch for signs of rising instability, such as new avalanches, cracking, and collapsing of the snowpack as indicator of increasing danger. Carefully assess the snowpack and make conservative terrain choices by staying off and out from under steep slopes to manage this hazard. The danger is rated moderate and will rise as snow falls. 10 days has passed in Cook City since significant snowfall, but reports of avalanches are continuing to come in, including one large slide in the Hayden Creek drainage 3 days ago. Doug, Ian, and Alex all visited Cook City last week and found buried weak layers on many slopes. These layers were more prevalent in areas with a south-facing component. The forecasted 1 to 3 inches of new snow today will not significantly change the avalanche picture in Cook City. Dig a snow pit to look for existing weak layers about halfway down through the snowpack and avoid steep slopes where you find them. Large human-triggered avalanches are possible and the danger is rated moderate. The snowpack in the mountains near Bozeman is generally stable. Without new snow, avalanches are unlikely. Winds hammered these slopes through the weekend, leaving little untouched. And on Saturday, riders triggered fresh drifts of snow 3 to 5 feet deep in the Bridger and Northern Gallatin ranges. On Sunday, climbers in Highlight felt a hard wind slab collapse under their weight with a large woomph. Instabilities related to this weekend's wind have stabilized, but look for isolated areas where they may persist and choose a different slope if you find hard wind-packed snow that sounds or feels hollow. The avalanche danger is rated low in the Bridger and Northern Gallatin ranges. Look for isolated areas of instability and assess the consequences of small avalanches. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on the website or email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com or just give us a call at 587-6984.